No, I'm not surprised. I spoke to you AIB yesterday, and I made it very clear to them that they have no option but to back down, that the public's outrage was massive, and that we would be using all options in Sinn Féin that we have at our disposal, including putting down a resolution in the Parliament directing the Minister for Finance to have this decision reversed. So I do welcome the fact that they have reversed the decision. I do welcome the fact that we're going to continue to have cash transactions in these 70 branches, and the ATMs will remain intact. However, there are now serious questions in relation to how long that commitment will last for. Is this a position of retreatment from AIB just to come at this in a different way? And we also need to acknowledge, Catherine, that the reason that the AIB have done this is because of the public outrage, but also because that they are a state-owned company, or a majority state-owned company. The government currently are selling away the shares in that bank, and if they continue to do so, our influence will be gone in the future, which means that AIB will be left to do whatever they want, close branches, withdraw services, take away ATMs, and we'll have no power or influence over them. So the government needs to stop selling off and privatising this bank, in my opinion.
Some might say now as well, the post offices will lose out on much-needed services that were set to be transferred to them as part of these plans to safeguard potentially their future.
Well, look, the post office network, and you can see it from the AIB statement, AIB still continues to operate in the 900 plus post offices around the state, and that's somebody who believes in the post office network, who believes in the credit union. I would encourage people to open up accounts in the post office, to open up accounts in your credit union. But that doesn't take away from the fact that businesses and communities needed cash services in their branch. And this AIB has a responsibility to provide for the communities it services. And, you know, it's not lost on anybody that this bank only survives today because 20 billion euro of taxpayers' money was put into it. And it's also not lost that it's less than a month ago that the biggest ever fine was handed out to AIB for what they did to their own customers and taking money out of their accounts through the tracker mortgage scandal. So there is still serious questions here. We need to be understanding how come AIB sat around a board and decided that this was in the best interest of the bank, and how that reflected in communities to take away these services. And I want to be assured that they're not going to come at this when things quieten down and maybe close a branch here, close a branch there, withdraw this service maybe on a more gradual phase. We need a clear commitment from AIB now that this won't happen in the future, and we need a clear commitment from government to stop privatising this bank so that we will continue to have influence over it into the future.